Blog Talk Radio.
Democrats and Republicans, all of them are just puppets for the top 1%. Equality for my people, it never was the trend. So many corrupt events, morals get trumped again. If it was up to them, I'd probably still be a slave. Never catch D afraid, I'm fighting till I see the grave. For my kids, I'm keeping the road to freedom paved. I do it all for the love, I can't concede to hate. Where's our 40 acres? America needs to pay. Mr. Reagan was a pagan, they're saying that he was great. Violence on the rise, it got my core shook. Instead of arming teachers with guns, arm them with more books. This administration, people are wildin', locking kids up for seeking asylum. Peep the evil inside them, they get away with it as long as they can keep us divided. Imagine what happens if we was united.
This is how they keep America.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Come on in, sit down, relax, and let's just chill for a little while this Saturday morning as I play some great independent music, talk about a few things, and I'm sipping on some coffee. How about you? This morning I opened up today's show with a talent out of the Pacific Northwest. All right. Everyone on this track are from Seattle, Washington. Tiffany Wilson with America featuring Lady Taz and Vitamin D. Going into Sam Hankins with his new piece, It's Okay. And then DeLon White with Calling You. Ooh, I didn't play DeLon, did I? I will play him when I come back. So anyway, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I was running around this morning trying to get a bunch of things done and just wasn't even paying attention to the show, what was going on. I got my exercise in. I put on a pot of coffee for us to drink during the show, and all of a sudden it was like showtime, and I was just scattered and pushing buttons and this and that. So anyway, you know, sometimes it's like that, right? Sometimes it is just like that, but I will pull it together. And again, we are going to have a good time listening to some great, great independent music. I hope it's music that you've never heard before. The one thing I like to do on my shows is just introduce people to music that maybe they wouldn't have been exposed to anywhere else but here on Flavor's Lounge Radio with Lady Flavor. My passion and my purpose is supporting creative souls. It's something that I love. I hope that that comes true through and true to you as you follow me on social media and here on Blog Talk Radio. This is really what I love to do. I think there's some amazing, amazing talents out there that may not have the budget, may not have, you know, the people higher up paying attention. You know, but I believe that the more avenues that support these great talents and help push them out there in front of their audiences and beyond, you know, we can help, you know, put these creative souls in a position where more and more people are paying attention, and you just never know. I'm just one little spot here in Las Vegas, Nevada, that is trying to do my part in supporting creative souls. Daddy told me a long time ago, he said, Susan, you know, your ministry is with artists and creative souls, and it is not going to be easy, but it is the calling that God put on you. And sometimes when I forget that, you know, God just reminds me and beats in my ear from up in heaven to remind me of my purpose and my passion. So here I am on Flavor's Lounge Radio. I'm going to jump in and play some more music, and I had mentioned DeLon White, so I am going to play Calling You Back by DeLon White.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care whatever. Thank you. sapien, earthborn aliens. No wonder why they make all these movies about zombies. Humanity with depression and insanity. They're killing everybody in sight, that's how they bred to be. One innocent child in a crowd. Please teach us again how to smile. A whole civilization turned wild. We'd rather turn our backs than reach out. There's a storm coming our way, but no clouds. Humanity just put earth and lost and found. I bet you wonder where you're going now. I bet you wonder where you're from now. Middle class, we one payday from being astray. If you went back in the past, who would you be? Think fast. Earth is about to crash with the capital H rash. Nation under God, they trying to take our liberty and justice, dear frauds. We should print all their faces on counterfeits. Only the presidents that wasn't worth shit. When we march, we the people, we the torch, we the superheroes, take a stand in this world. Marching for civil rights, marching for women's rights, fighting for injustice to make justice go right. People, how many times do we look down the sniper's sight? Put the gun down and look with both eyes. Terrorism never cared about lies. To the ghost of Richard Gatlin, I hope you're listening. Gun violence. Mankind with their civil wars. We following the dinosaurs. A whole civilization of bones in the tar.
What about us?
Give up their heart to make it equal. Horsepower to the people. Mr. Bald Eagle, what's your cerebral? You should fly into the hospitals and maybe little by little understand the cancer victims. And God bless the kind-hearted. Have you ever pulled money out your pocket and gave it to a person in need because he was starving? Go get the blankets out your closet and go hand it to a soul on the street that's homeless. My lyrics paint the world cause I'm an artist. Different colors, different cultures, different religions and regions. When Mother Nature tear us apart, we form legions. We form legions.
What about us people?
Again, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava on Flava's Lounge Radio. You're going to hear a variety of styles and genres of music here on my radio station. One thing I never wanted to do was become pigeonholed into a certain style of music. The bottom line is if I like it, I'm going to play it. I do look for quality recorded music. That's something I really, really try to pay attention to, but you know, even if it isn't the best, if there's just something about it that just speaks to me, you'll hear it on my radio show. In this last set, I played Delon White with Calling You Back, going into Yuna out of Malaysia with Dance Like Nobody's Watching, And then another Pacific Northwest talent, D-Dweller, with People Too. I hope you are digging the music that I play on my radio shows, because this gives you an opportunity to be exposed to music that maybe you would not hear anywhere else. One thing about mainstream radio is they play the same songs over and over and over. And for me, you know, I love getting to know music or whatever, and I love being able to sing along because I've heard the song many, many times and catch on to the words. But for me, there's nothing better than to just hear something new, fresh, different, you know, from some names that maybe we just don't know, that's not being talked about in mainstream media, that's not being played on mainstream radio. And I'm blessed to have had this opportunity for many, many years. I got started on Blog Talk Radio in 2009, and, you know, I've been hanging in there. You know, I've had some breaks here and there, you know, but I've been hanging in there because this is just what I love. I love supporting great, great talents that just need more opportunities for exposure. You know, one of the topics that's out there right now that's, you know, being had at my work amongst my colleagues and friends and family is now that things are opening up after this year of being kind of in a lockdown situation, which I don't think any of us saw really, really coming, where it wasn't safe to be around people. Businesses shut down. Businesses that were open were limited to how many people could be inside, having to wear masks. You know, many people were wearing gloves, social distancing, disinfecting, all that good stuff, you know, or was it good stuff? I'm not going to even really say that, right? But now that things are starting to open up, you know, the thing is this. I work in healthcare. I work at a rehab hospital, and we are still seeing COVID cases. And, you know, it's still spreading. You know, this is one of those things that's kind of like a mystery. You know, we use the temperature testing for all staff and all visitors and patients, you know, that come into the hospital. And somehow it is still getting into the hospital and it is still spreading. I am a nursing staffing coordinator, and I've been having to, you know, be a part of the contact tracing team and contacting my staff when they've been exposed, you know, to COVID. And it's something that is still ongoing. But I know that many places are saying, you know, if you've been vaccinated, you know, you don't have to wear a mask, you know, and this and that. And so I kind of put it out there on social media, you know, myself wearing a mask at work, you know, what are your thoughts about mask wearing? And, you know, not very many people responded, but the few that did respond, you know, were saying that, you know, still be safe. You know, another person who I highly respect said, you know, it's a personal choice. And it is a personal choice. I think that when it comes down to how you maneuver through life during this pandemic called COVID, it is a personal choice. And I really struggled throughout this past year because of working in healthcare. When friends or people would tell me situations that they're, you know, a part of, and I'm sitting there like, ugh, you know, like, how safe is that? The one thing I think that during the pandemic people didn't understand is family is not exempt from getting COVID. Family is not exempt from passing COVID. But they chose to be around family members that did not live in their home. And I know you'd like to think that everybody's following the same safety precautions and, you know, are limiting their exposure. But even in limiting, you're still exposed to other people that potentially could get it. I had a staff member that recently, she's been out with COVID, who was exposed at a family gathering, she and her baby, you know, and they got COVID. And so, and then I saw, you know, someplace online that says, you know, who's going to be policing to see if anybody, you know, or to see who's been vaccinated. And that's an interesting point. Like, how are you going to know if people have been vaccinated? And I understand also that they're selling vaccination cards, you know, and so, and that doesn't surprise me. It disappoints me, but it doesn't surprise me. So how do you know if somebody's been vaccinated? The one thing I do respect about my pastor back home in Seattle is that the church is open to people who have been vaccinated, and it's a very big church. But when you see the video scan of the congregation, it's very small. It's very, very small, you know, and they're still practicing social distancing, mask wearing, hand sanitizing, and all of that, you know. So, but it does come down to a personal choice. I think out of habit for myself, I wear the mask because it's just something I have to do at work. So it's like when I step out of my place, I always have a mask on. When I step out of my car, I always have a mask on. And I may get to the point where I feel comfortable or realize that I don't have to have a mask on if there's nobody around. Definitely when I'm in situations where I'm going to be around a group of people or in a grocery store, whatever it is, I'm going to be wearing a mask. But it's going to be interesting to see how this, the rest of this year and into the future, how this is all really, really going to play out, you know. Again, COVID still exists. People are still coming down with COVID, and people are still dying of COVID. 2 weeks ago, maybe, one of our patients got COVID, had to be sent out to the hospital, and passed away. You know, so just be mindful. Just be mindful. Whatever your life choices are when it comes to this time of year, as we've come through the worst, probably worst part of the pandemic, just be mindful and be safe, okay? God bless you all. And thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. There are just times when I just feel compelled to, you know, speak on subjects, you know, that weigh on my heart and topics that have been talked about in the circle of people that I'm around, from my job to, like I said, my colleagues, friends, and family, you know. And so I'll put it out here on Flava's Lounge Radio and just see what you think. I definitely open, you know, I don't even know if people honestly can call in. I don't know if I ever told you the story about trying to call my own radio show, and it said that I would have to pay per minute to be on the radio show. But let me just throw a call-in number, and it's 845-277-9215. I'm going to jump into playing some more great, great independent music. And I just want to play a variety. I just want to give you a taste of the music that comes my way. This is out of South Africa, and this is Bertram Joshua with Emotions.
We'll be right back. Dustin' them them off, I'm dusting them off. I'm dusting them off, I'm dusting them off, I'm dusting them off.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm sitting here drinking my cowboy coffee, just grooving on the music that I'm playing. I always smile doing this particular show because, I don't know, I guess I'm feeling myself or whatever. I just love the music that I'm getting, you know, and I love the music that I get to have the opportunity to play for you. In this set, I played Bertram Joshua from South Africa with his piece, Emotions, going into Christoph Temberatsis with Do It. He's out of Greece. Nissan Black, one of my family members out of the Kenya with Never Giving Up. And just really, really, you know, love how music can blend together different genres, different cultures, you know, coming together from different walks of life. But something about music can be so very universal, where people can unite through just the vibe of the sound that they experience. And that's what I like to create here on Flavors Lounge Radio, is just a vibe, just blending, giving you an opportunity to hear and experience music that you just may not have ever had the opportunity to experience anywhere else. So I was talking about mask wearing. I was talking about what it's going to look like for you, for me, for all of us as the doors are opening up all over the world. Some places are continuing having to shut down because of the spread of COVID. There are still challenges around international travel, but, you know, many, many places, the doors are opening, and, you know, the ban has been lifted, and, you know, what is that going to look like? Many places are announcing that you do not have to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated. Somebody made a great point, who's going to be policing, you know, people to know whether they're actually vaccinated or not. The other thing is that people are selling, you know, vaccination cards, you know, to people that have not been vaccinated. So, you know, it's something that I think about. If you follow me, you know that I have COVID issues. You know that I've gotten COVID. You know that I'm vaccinated. You know I work at a hospital. We have COVID outbreaks. And so every day, it's something that I deal with when I walk into the hospital. Maybe not many people know this about me, but when I leave work, I come home, take off the clothes that I wear to work and shower. I will not go around other people without showering. It's just, I think about it, I call it the cooties, you know, but I want to lessen the chances of me spreading it. Even though I've been vaccinated, even though I've had COVID, somehow it is being carried on. You know, people can be carriers of the pandemic, of the virus. And so who are the carriers? That I don't know if it's really, really been identified. You know, so for me, I just can't go around people straight from the hospital. There have been times when I do go to the grocery store and pick up a few things. I do try to keep myself away from other people, even in the grocery store. But, you know, you just don't know. So with that all being said, what is the comeback going to really look like? If you are a creative soul, if you are an artist, entertainer, if you are a performer, what is that going to look like for you? Are opportunities being presented to you to be able to be out there and present yourself to the public? What is that going to look like? If you are an entertainer, have you taken this year to just kind of perfect your craft, kind of come up with something new? Or are you going to pop back out here with the same show that you did, you know, 2 years ago? Think about that, you know. I hope that you're going to come back fresh, new, and exciting. I hope that you have a game plan of how you're going to come back and thought it through, what this is going to look like, and what the experience is that you want the people to have when they have this opportunity of you know, I use this word experience. It's something that I use a lot because I just think about it. So when people have the opportunity to experience you, what are they going to walk away with? I think it's something definitely worth, you know, thinking about, plotting and planning, experiencing. So just something to think about, okay? I'm going to jump back in and play some more music. This is a great, great talent that came my way, and I was pleasantly surprised. I feel extremely blessed. One of my colleagues was here when I received this gentleman's music, and I played it for him, and he was like, wow, that's amazing. The clarity of the music, the production is just phenomenal. This is Roberto Tola with Flying Away featuring Bob Mitzer and Bill Sharp. Let me tell you, I got to dreaming just now. Ooh, I got to dreaming, and that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful feeling. First, let me tell you who I just played in this last set. As you could tell, it was all jazz with Roberto Tola with Flying Away, featuring Bob Mitzer and Bill Sharp out of Italy. Going into Fabio Magnola with Cheer Up out of Switzerland. Antonio Ferrao with One Solution out of Italy. Well, I guess he might live in Paris, France right now. And then Patrick Yandel with A New Day out of San Diego, California. many, many years ago when I first came to know Antonio Ferraro. He was living in Italy, I believe Greece, Rome, Italy. And he had reached out to me and he really wanted to come to Seattle to perform. He really wanted to. And that was when I was like, man, I wish I had, you know, the sponsorship, the money to be able to bring him to Seattle. Because I really believe Seattle would have loved Antonio. He has come to New York with some of his jazz artist friends and performed in New York, you know, and I believe that his dream is to, you know, be able to experience and take his music, you know, just anywhere in the world that will have him and be able to afford, you know, to bring him to their location. But I was playing that music and I just started kind of going down the list and like looking, and I thought, you know, this is awesome.
Results from Desert Radiology 5 days after the